Greetings and welcome to Catholic Cardinal Reflections, the regular podcast of the Catholic community at Stanford University. This is a weekly podcast of Sunday homilies, theological reflections given by the staff of the Catholic community and their guests. Today's speaker is Father Daniel Holland, Parochial Vicar, Associate Director of Catholic Community. It is the 14th Sunday of Ordinary Time, and the readings are from Cycle A.
I want to share with you my excitement. There is in the bulletin a little synopsis of my life, which Father Xavier, I think, stole from my website, which hasn't been updated for 10 years. So be careful what you take from the internet, huh? And so one thing I wanted to share with you, we all have these name tags, which I think is a great idea for the community to really get to know one another. It doesn't help, though, if you just write your name on and then not introduce yourself to anybody. You have to kind of put yourself out there. Or if someone else puts themselves out to you, receive them kindly, huh? So, I am Father Daniel Holland. Last name is pronounced like Holland, only with an R. But it's my first name, Daniel, that I'm really excited about, because Daniel was the name given to me at baptism. And at baptism, as part of our faith, that's an important moment. And the name means the Lord is my judge in Hebrew. And what's exciting to me is that for most of my life, I was Dan, Danny, and a few other names that cannot be said in church. I'm the youngest of four boys, and I know my mother went through all the brothers' names before she got to mine. But what's exciting is that when I entered religious life, I added the name John to my name, so it's actually Daniel John. But that gets a little formal. I'm not a formal kind of guy. So when I got ordained 21 years ago, I added the L back in my name. Yeah, like that. Danielle. Yeah, very good. You got it. And so the really exciting thing is, so I wanted to put the Lord back in my name. So if you want to call me, Danielle. Very good. Not just L, just Daniel. All right. And so with that, I share with you that the kind of guy I am is one who, I like drinking coffee and having talks. I like long walks along the beach. I like magic. I like mystery and wonder. And I like being here. I love the honor that it is to be here serving this campus. Because I feel in some sense God called me. And I think you have a call as well. In fact, I know it. And we heard it in the gospel today. God calls us. God calls us each by name, as you know, from other parts of Scripture, but he invites us today to do something. Come to me, he says. Come to me, you who are weary and find life heavily burdened. You would think that he wrote that or said that to this campus in particular. For I know that on this campus people are weary and heavily burdened. Heavily burdened because we're constantly here, as I understand it, ratcheting up. You can do more. You can do better. You need to do faster. You need to be quicker. You need to be more intelligent. You need to be the best. No, you need to be better than the best. And Jesus says, come to me, and you will find rest. How awesome is that? Come to me. Come to the Lord and you will find rest. And I look at you and I go, there's some people here who really need rest. In fact, I think I see a few who are resting right now. That's okay, you know, if that's what you need, you know. And then he says, you know, come and learn from me. Learn from me, for I am meek and humble of heart. He describes the kind of teacher he is, a meek and humble teacher. Learn from me. Now, I know that Stanford has some of the greatest professors, and that people here are learning and exploring wonderful, amazing new things. But there's not going to be any teacher here on Stanford who is at all like Jesus, who really wants to teach us something that will give us true happiness, true peace, will lead us to true justice. Come to me and be yoked. Take my yoke, he says. Now, yoke, you know, is how you sort of secure two animals together, you know, the oxen together. Jesus says, take my yoke, for it is easy and the burden is light. The burden is light because Jesus is carrying most of the weight. He wants it to be light for us. And it's easy because he's fashioned it to us. He knows exactly who we are and what we need. And so we get to put this yoke on us and connect ourselves so that we can walk with Jesus. And when we're walking with him, that's when we find it all so easy. That's when things begin to make sense. That's when following with the Lord, walking with Christ, makes all the difference in our lives. But that's not to say that being Christian is easy. For you're only to look at the crucifix to see that. But it's not easy because of Jesus. It's not easy because, instead, of the world. And when I say the world, I mean everything that is dark, everything that pulls you from one another, anything that breaks up community, those things that break up family, those things that make you think you have to do everything on your own, those things that, those addictions and those things that drive you apart and aren't healthy. That's what I mean by the world. Anything that would take you from what it is that Jesus offers you, that which is good, light, truth, beauty, justice, the goodness of God. Which would you rather be yoked with? The yoke is easy, and unfortunately, because it's so easy, it's so form-fitting, it just fits us so well, we go in and out of it so easily. But sometimes we find ourselves all of a sudden unyoked with God. And we find ourselves alone. And then we begin to start to feel uneasy. We begin to feel pulled in so many directions. But don't worry. Be at rest. Peace be with you. For the Lord himself is right next to you every step of the way. And all you have to do is, as he says, yoke yourself. Put the yoke upon you. Once again, reconnect with the Lord. And so if your life is wearisome, if you feel heavily burdened, then I invite you, as Jesus invites us today, to connect with him. When being connected with him, we are connected with one another, and we are not alone. And he brings us to peace. Not just a peace here, but a peace for all eternity. One of love and caring. And that's good news to me.
This has been a presentation of Catholic Cardinal Reflections, the regular podcast of the Catholic community at Stanford University. Director Gary Glover, Associate Director Eun Su, with music by Albert Tomasa and Shane Clarkson. For more information, please visit our website at catholic.stanford.edu or visit our offices on the third floor of Old Union. Till next time, God bless you.